WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review of The Dead. It was the last movie made by director John Huston before his death last August. The film stars Huston's daughter, Angelica. His son, Tony, wrote the screenplay. The movie is an adaptation of a short story by James Joyce. Huston first read Joyce's Ulysses 60 years ago. It was a copy smuggled into America from Ireland by Huston's mother. The director later said, "Joyce influenced not only me and the things I did, but my whole generation."
By the end of his life, John Huston had become a master of cinematic tone. And tone is one of the most difficult things to sustain in a movie. After all, filmmaking is a chaotic process under the best of circumstances, and any tonal delicacy or subtlety is usually drowned in the hubbub of the set and the collaborative process. So it seems almost impossible that John Huston should follow his sly masterpiece of black comedy, Prizzi's Honor, with The Dead, a film whose buoyant, serene, humanistic tone is vastly different, yet just as eloquent and controlled. The Dead is based on James Joyce's extraordinary short story, and it's deceptive because almost nothing seems to happen in it. The setting is Dublin on the Feast of the Epiphany in 1904, and most of the movie takes place at a party attended by a university professor named Gabriel and given by his two maiden aunts. The party is largely an engaging round of convivial, faintly boring chit-chat, as in this scene in which Gabriel and his wife, Greta, introduce the maiden aunts to a new fashion.
Oh, but you'll never guess what he has me wearing now. Galoshes. That's the latest. Whenever it is wet underfoot, I must put on my galoshes.
What are galoshes, Gabriel?
Oh, goodness gracious, Julia. Don't you know what galoshes are?
No.
You wear them over your boots, isn't it, Greta?
Right, gutta-percha things. We both have a pair now. Gabriel says everyone wears them on the continent.
Oh, on the continent?
Huston handles the party sequences with a magisterial ease, dipping in on one conversation and then spinning off to join another, as though the camera itself were the most graceful of socialites, the life of the party. And Huston has assembled a troupe of mostly Irish performers who work together as beautifully as if they were choreographed. This is ensemble acting at its most harmonious. Then the story reaches its climax. Gabriel, played by Donal McCann, sees his wife, Greta, played by Angelica Huston, halt on the staircase, leaving the party as she listens to a tenor upstairs sing an old Irish song. In Joyce's story, Gabriel is moved by the rapt look on her face and feels a rush of intimacy and adoration. What follows is a misunderstanding, and finally the epiphany that has made the story famous. I won't spoil it for you, but let me just explain that an epiphany in literature occurs when a character looks at something ordinary and sees the extraordinary in it. And when Huston tries this on film, something backfires. The problem here is the medium itself. The images Huston shows us can never equal the images a reader conjures from Joyce's words. On the screen, what you see is what you get. And since Huston doesn't build up to the climax by taking us inside Gabriel's dawning and false sense of intimacy, his misunderstanding of Greta and the epiphany that follows don't sting the way they should. They're momentarily touching and a little puzzling, and that's that. The Dead is a beautiful film and a grand valedictory for John Huston, but it also starkly reveals the limits of literary adaptation, which is to say, it's a nearly perfect movie and immeasurably smaller than the short story it's based on.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.